Half a dozen pieces of railroad track were hoisted out of the Pacific Ocean on Wednesday. The stories have been told for years. Political dissidents were tied to the rails, injected with tranquilizers, and thrown from helicopters into the sea. These rails were to be anchors, to ensure their bodies wouldn't float to shore. 4 years ago, the Chilean military admitted to this practice, but the discovery of these anchors is the first material evidence of these atrocities. Human rights lawyer Eduardo Contreras says although the rails are 30 years old, they may contain valuable DNA evidence that will give peace of mind to families who still don't know the fate of their relatives. This also absolutely confirms the fact that a large number of Chileans from 1974 on were thrown into the sea, he says, presumably alive. 1,200 Chileans disappeared during a widespread campaign to root out opponents of Augusto Pinochet's regime. It's believed that more than 400 of them were disposed of in the sea. The first portion of track found is 50 centimeters long and weighs almost 40 kilograms. The discovery was made by police divers under the supervision of Judge Juan Guzman. He's the judge leading several human rights investigations in addition to the case against Pinochet himself. After many legal delays, today Guzman is expected to set a final date to interrogate the former dictator. For CBC News, this is Jen Ross in Santiago, Chile.